Welcome to the Michael Rivero What Really Happened radio program.
Good afternoon. Welcome to What Really Happened. This is Steve Elkin sitting in for Michael Rivero today. He was on a little bit of medical leave. He will be back tomorrow and Friday, Thursday and Friday. And happy to be here. I've got riding shotgun with me today, Mr. Steve Starrs. Steve, are you there?
I am, and I'm glad to be riding shotgun. And I think we're going to have...
We've got a good show planned for you tonight. I always like to bring something to the table of education. If it's not just my perspective, I'd love to find a good author or a good activist, and I definitely have. I'm bringing her back for the second time here at RBN, Miss Virginia Farver. Virginia, are you there?
Here she is.
Virginia Farver, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you fine. Welcome back to the show. Welcome back to the show. Before I get to my interview with Virginia Farver here, I'm going to mention what's going on in my neck of the woods here. We got a little thing called a Hurricane Ian coming up the coast here, hitting the sandbar, as John Stadmiller would say, the longest sandbar in the world here. And I may just possibly lose contact with RBN. So in the event that happens, Steve Starrs is going to take over for me and finish out the show and the interview with Virginia Farver. But until now, we're still good. The wind is picking up here. We are at a Category 4 of Hurricane Ian, and it is moving in fast. So I anticipate to lose some electricity here sometime in the night, whether it's through the show or later on tonight, this evening. I will probably lose contact, some electricity here. So we'll do the best we can. And again, if I lose RBN, Steve Starrs will take over. Well, it's interesting. Last night, President Biden, I don't like to call him President Biden because he's an illegal president, but President Biden refused to call our Governor Ron DeSantis down here in Florida and finally urged by Democrats that this does not look good. This is bad. You know, presidents got to put politics aside. We got an emergency down here in Florida, and you should make some phone calls. This looks pretty bad for a guy that wants to get reelected in four more years if he actually does run in 2024. But so he finally does cave in. He calls in, politics aside. And we'll do all we can on the federal side here to help you in an emergency. Like, that's any reassurance of make you feel better, because it seems like everything they touch turns to, you know what? I can't say it on air here, but you know where I'm going with that one. So not a reassurance that the federal government will do anything right to help us out in this emergency. But I got to say, at 0700 this morning, Governor Ron DeSantis came on air on TV. And I got to tell you, I was impressed. I was impressed. He's calm. He's cool. He's collected. This guy has his ducks in a row. He looks like a leader, a true leader here. And maybe somebody we should actually think about in 2024, because I think Donald Trump's goose has been cooked. I don't think he's going to be around. And so they are going after Ron DeSantis because I think they pretty much got Donald Trump in the bag now. So he's history, but Ron DeSantis now seems to be more presidential, and I think that's the direction they're going in. So I want to start the show out tonight a little bit different. Actually, my guest, Virginia Farver, what can I say? Well, a researcher, she's been here twice, a researcher, an author, a political influence in the legislature, exposing corruption relating to technology and health. We're going to talk about some of the EMR tonight. We're going to talk about 5G. We're going to talk about some things probably never really ever discussed on this show here, this network, but we're going to hit it tonight. We're going into new direction tonight here. So let's talk about something here that I know has never been talked about. If you know who Dane Wigginton is from geoengineering.org, you understand HARP, you understand weather modification, that they have the ability to manufacture, manipulate the weather. Well, we're going to start off the show a little bit tonight with starting off with this hurricane that's in the Gulf of Mexico. And how did this happen? Isn't it strange that it happens? Then it's like cyclical work. You know, certain time of the year for a couple months, you have these hurricanes that are brewing up. And it's just, what's the odds of that? You know, the president, this resident of the United States up here in Washington, hates Florida so bad because, well, Ron DeSantis is doing a great job. He didn't follow the lockdowns. He doesn't follow any of their advice. He's done a great job down here in Florida. And he is a MAGA Republican here, Make America Great Again. So that's not a good thing. And so Florida is not at the top of the list of Joe Biden. And it clearly showed by not calling the governor and putting politics aside here. So I want to talk about storm manipulation, Virginia. I want to talk about, what do you know? You've talked to Dane Wigginton before. What do you know about these storms, and what technology do they have to actually manufacture a crisis, a storm like this?
Well, I started researching because in December of this year, we had the fires in Boulder, Colorado, where they all took off. Well, you know, this is why I want to make sure that people understand that the smart meters on our homes do not have surge protectors in them. So if there's any type of a surge throughout the system, I mean, these meters can blow off your house. They can blacken your receptacle outlets. They can do all kinds of things. But I started looking into, I wanted to know what was going on with wind. So I actually found something on the NOAA, the National Oceanographic Atmospheric Administration's website. And if you type that in and look into reporting, because they have to report all of this weather modification stuff, there's some really interesting stuff in it. Would you like me to list some of them?
Yeah, I would. And okay. You know, you and I had a conversation about this, and understanding Operation Popeye in Vietnam, how they can do cloud seeding and make it rain, torrential rains, that's one thing we know they can do. We understand direct energy weapons do actually exist. We have these weaponry, and which I was living in California, so I saw that these fires to be very, very suspicious, especially at the time of the night they were actually carrying out, and how they moved so fast. And it really wasn't by wind, but some was by wind, but it seemed to be direct areas that were targeted. I don't know they were seeded, how they were seeded, but direct energy weapons appeared to be used in starting these fires. And there's a reason why they're doing it. This goes back to Agenda 2030, sustainability here. And they are certainly trying to force people out of these areas here and force them into the center to be better controlled. This is all part of the smart system. Smart devices, smart trains, smart transportation. They simply want to corral us all in the center here to better keep a good eye on us and control us. So let's start up what you know for the technology that possibly could have been used.
I want everybody to know, I live along the Front Range of Colorado, so I'm up near the foothills. And a couple of years ago, we had a fire that started way out north and came right along the other side of the foothills here, and ended up on the south end of where I live. And, you know, you talk about Agenda 2030. Well, I believe this was all controlled fires in order to, and it was on all the areas where a lot of people have moved to get out of the town center, you know, just and live fairly close to town, that this has affected a lot of those homes. So, but this weather modification stuff is just awful. But this is, like I said, this is their reporting system with the NOAA. Number one, it says they do seeding or dispersing of any substance into clouds or fog to alter drop size distribution, produce ice crystals or coagulation of droplets, alter development of hail or lightning, or influence in any way the natural development cycle of clouds or their environment. That was number one. Number two is using fires or heat sources to influence convective circulation or to evaporate fog. Number three, modifying the solar radiation exchange of the earth or clouds through the release of gases, dust, liquids, or aerosols into the atmosphere. Number four is modifying the characteristics of land or water surfaces or dusting or treating with powders, liquid sprays, dyes, or other materials. Number five is releasing electrically charged or radioactive particles or ions into the ionosphere. Number six is applying shock waves, sonic energy sources, or other explosive or acoustic sources to the atmosphere. Number seven is using aircraft propeller downwash, jet wash, or other sources of artificial wind generation, or using lasers or other sources for electromagnetic radiation. So they can create a lot of weather, and they can do all kinds of weather patterns and all kinds of things. And I actually have looked into hurricanes, so I found some very, very interesting things on hurricanes as well.
What did you find out there, Virginia?
Okay, this is through NCAR, and this is the National Center for Atmospheric Research, and there's something called the WRF, that's Weather Research and Forecasting Model, and that's what that stands for. But they have created something called the HWCM, that's the Hybrid WRF Cyclone Model, and they can create an idealized storm, prescribing storm characteristics such as size and intensity, and they can steer the storms. And this is for research. A lot of times they like to do research because they say they can keep these hurricanes from, you know, getting so big and hitting infrastructure and homes and all this type of thing. But they actually do a lot of research with this stuff just to see how far they can get with it, I think. So,
Virginia, let me stop you there real quick. If they can manufacture a storm, could they not also neutralize it?
I would think so, yes. I mean, people just don't have any idea what's going on here. They can do everything that you could ever imagine with this stuff. It says they have developed the capacity to put a mature storm exactly where they want it and to subject it to different background flows from simulation to simulation, forcing the storm to make landfall in different ways. And it says now we can start to see a range of possible impacts from the same storm. So they can do all kinds of stuff. I'll actually send this stuff to Steve Starr so he can read it, but they can do all kinds of things, and we know that. And then also there's something called the SWMS, Satellite Weather Modification System. And they can use this. They can transform energy, solar energy, into other forms of energy and discharge at specific locations. So they can do all kinds of things with this stuff. And, you know, they work with ground control stations, that's the GCSs. And so basically these ground control stations can actually steer storms where they want them.
That's amazing. It's amazing.
Yeah.
You know, I thought this for a long time after I learned about the weather modification in Vietnam and Operation Popeye. I realized that they have technology with it. We just couldn't believe that would actually exist. But also now let's take it to California, talking about droughts last couple of years in a row. Knowing what we know, the technology that they have, they simply could stop this drought year after year after year by cloud seeding, and they never do. There's many solutions to this problem. One would be if it was a natural drought that they could cloud seed, but they never do. And I think you know the reason why they don't. It's simply to control the people and control the food source. And we are at it right now. We're at this shortage on everything, animal, livestock, vegetation, you name it. This is the worst I've ever seen it. And this has all been, I think you'll agree with me, and Steve Starrs would agree with me, this has all been manufactured, made to happen on purpose. This is part of Agenda 2030. This is Klaus Schwab's great reset. They are going to control us through the food, no doubt about the food chain and supply chain.
Well, yep. NASA has something called the Meso-West Scale. And so I'd actually researched this years ago, and on my local news, which they never tell you anyway, it's lamestream news, but they had a segment on there with the weather, and they said that the Meso-West scientists were saying that we were going to have more extreme weather events more extreme than they ever predicted. Now, this was probably 3 or 4 years ago, and lo and behold, I think a lot of this is to create, just like you said, you guys are now having a Cat 4 hurricane coming in, and I think this is to create weather extremes to push their climate agenda.
I'd say that's a darn good theory. No doubt about it. It's a darn good theory. They have to have causation in order to point a finger that, you know, it's you. It's the human cause global warming here. Yeah, even the Weather Channel. I mean, if I actually listen to the Weather Channel and believe the Weather Channel, I mean, I'd say this storm here is the storm of the century and that my house will be gone sometime tomorrow. The news is always doom and gloom. But again, we're talking about an agenda here. This thing's been worked on. Steve Starr, if you want to chime in on this, but this agenda of the Green New Deal, which is not even possible. I mean, we talk about energy shortages on the West Coast and blackouts from just using your air conditioner, that everybody could have an electric car. First of all, you got to afford electric car, but then plug it in to charge it up. It's amazing. But again, the agenda continues on here. It makes no sense. There's no sense in it whatsoever. It's not feasible, but they still continue to push this narrative of that we must break away from fossil fuels and go totally electric. It's madness. It's pure madness.
Yeah. Absolutely, and there's not going to be enough energy to go around. They're shutting down all the power plants. Well, this is all a big part of it. I actually researched something called the DFC, and that's the International Development Finance Corporation. Have you ever heard of that one?
I did because you mentioned to me, and I looked it up. Okay. Another bureaucratic agency that is going to draw a lot of our money. And give us more of a breakdown on that.
Well, this DFC, the International Development Finance Corporation, you know, I started digging into that further, and basically they say this is actually a new federal agency, by the way. So we need to keep an eye on it. And with that said, they are giving our tax dollars to low-income and middle-income countries in order to provide funding for technology and green energy. Here we go again with all this stuff. But I actually looked it up, and it said that they do use our taxpayer funds, but they say that they are investing the future of the United States in this. So, and there's hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars of our money that are going to other countries to push this stuff.
And when was this created, Virginia? How long ago? Because I just looked it up.
Well, actually, Donald Trump in 2018, this was under the Build Act, and this got started in 2018, but the one who really did it was Joe Biden, and it started in May of 2020. And this is under their, like I said, the Build Act, but Biden has something called the B3W, which is Build Back Better World. So this is why you don't see him concentrating on helping us in any way. He thinks he's doing all this wonderful stuff all over the world, and they're not. So, but and I asked, and John Kerry, this is what he's been flying all over the world to talk about. And he said that they need $40 trillion to get this agenda going. So this should frighten everybody. But he also flies over and he pushes, like I said, this green energy. So right now the United States and globally, we're all under what's called the UN Energy or UN Energy Compact. That's what he's promoting. And then it just keeps going and going and going. And then we just gave a bunch of money to Breakthrough Energy, LLC, and that's Bill Gates, Richard Branson from Virgin Mobile and Airlines, Jeff Bezos, and Michael Bloomberg out of New York. So these are billionaires, and this is for net zero energy by 2050. That this is what's going on behind the scenes that nobody knows. And then the next link to that, do you want me to do that after the break?
Yeah, please. If you hear the music, okay. We have a break coming on.
Sure.
3 minutes. We'll come right back to Virginia Farber getting the breakdown on this new agency called DFC. Stay tuned.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on.
And we are back. This is What Really Happened. Steve Elkin sitting in for Mike Rivera. We'll be back on Thursday and Friday. My good friend Steve Starrs is sitting in the other chair there, number two chair, and we have guest Virginia Farber on tonight. We're talking about this newly created government bureaucracy here called DFC, which stands for Development Finance Corporation, and Virginia's giving me more of a breakdown here. I did see on their website, Virginia, investing in development. It sounds very, very nice, like it's a good thing for America, but I assume it's not. It's like the ugly redheaded stepchild sister of Agenda 2030, I believe it is. So give us more of a breakdown on DFC.
That's exactly what it is. And like I said, it's to promote green energy in underdeveloped countries. And, you know, I think we're at a point where so, you know, we are broke. I mean, as a country, we are broke. But yet, you know, the United States is the most generous country in the world, but we're the ones that are financing all this stuff in other countries, and we've got to stop it. I don't know how, but it needs to be stopped. But the end game, as far as all this energy is, there's something called the GEIDCO, and people can look this up. It stands for the Global Energy Interconnection Development Cooperation Organization. This is out of China, and this is for them to run a world grid, and the United States is part of it. And you can actually, if you dig deep enough, you can see maps of where they're going to take these transmission lines throughout the United States as well.
So what's bottom line, what's the end game here, Virginia? What do they hope to accomplish? What do they hope to accomplish?
Well, I think this is just for China to take over, literally take over. And this is through the Paris Agreement. This is why they went after Trump as hard as they did, because that was one of the first things he did, was got us out of the Paris Agreement. And, you know, there's just a lot of links to it, and there's a lot of money, and there's, you know, he was fighting the UN and the World Economic Forum, and this is, you know, this was who was actually after him. So no wonder, you know, Biden got in office, because it's a huge agenda, and they have to keep it going.
So your prediction for 2024? Another theft? Another stolen election?
I at this point, yes. I don't trust any of the voting, and so the voting machines and everything else. And living here in Colorado, I mean, I can't tell you how many people I talk to that are conservative, but yet it just seems like we keep always going Democrat. And I know we've had a lot of people from California move here, but my personal observation on that is they left California for a reason, and I think it was because of what was going on there. And so this is why I don't trust the voting whatsoever.
Yeah, we have the same situation here. We're getting a lot of New Yorkers here in Florida too, and I said, well, you're welcome, but don't bring your politics down here with you, because you're right. Not going to be accepted. We like it the way it is. It's not perfect, but you know, the state of New York, as far as I'm concerned, and California, is a disaster.
It is.
So they're leaving disaster zones to come down here and start their politics here. Not welcome. Not welcome. Please stay where you are. So, Steve Starrs, any comments on that?
Yeah, exactly. That's what they should do. We've had that problem in Colorado quite a bit. And also, you know, I don't want to get off subject, because Virginia is really on top of some stuff here that we need to see and understand with the UN and with these organizations. The DLA Piper law firm is another area. But the reality is, the election system has been fraudulent for years. And we've interviewed Beth Harris, who has the website blackboxvoting.org, blackboxvoting.org. If you go there, watch a film called Fraction Magic. And it's about a company called, what was the name of it? It started with a D. I can't remember. Dominion and ESNS. Going back to, I think it was 2012 or 14, in that era. And the corruption that they were involved in way, way back, friends. And they're right out of here in Denver. That's where they're located, in Colorado area. And they are perpetuating this crime all over the place. And it's been there for years. And they're suing everybody who claims that they're rigging these elections. And we have the fraud. There's a film called Fraction Magic. Watch the film Fraction Magic. It'll show you how they use these machines to do what they're doing. Anyway, sidetrack there. Virginia was on to something. She's a great guest, and I'm going to back off and let you guys keep going. And I'll be here if you need me, but you're doing a great job, so stay at it.
All right. Appreciate it.
Well,
right,
you know,
Virginia, where do you want to head off with this? Are we complete with the new bureaucratic agency or the government, or is there more to dig into this subject?
Well, you know, Steve brought up that DLA Piper law firm. This is Kamala Harris's husband, Doug Inhofe, worked for them for many, many years. They're global, and you know, I've found this law firm actually co-authored the Paris Agreement, and I've read where they said they are deepening their commitments to UN Agenda 2030. They were highly involved. They had like 80 attorneys, I believe, that were working on COVID. And now I found out that this law firm it seems like a lot of people that work for the NTIA or the FCC, it's like a revolving door. And so I found some interesting things. There was a man called Edward Smitty Smith that worked for the FCC and made all the policies and regulations for 5G with even the satellites. And I'll talk about it after the break.
Sounds great. Sounds great. My guest, Virginia Farber. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of happy packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Ukraine is turning into a huge mess. I'm Peter Serafin with today's Liberty Minute. In a rare public address, Russian President Putin announced the mobilization of more troops headed for Ukraine. Russia is calling up 300,000 reservists in phase one of that mobilization. Putin also said he would not rule out the use of nuclear weapons. So far, the United States has sent about $70 billion to the war in Ukraine. I'm somewhat torn over the situation. In essence, this is a civil war. Ukraine was part of Russia for a very long time. However, the West did promise to defend Ukraine when they gave up the world's third largest nuclear arsenal. But when do we cut our losses? At what point will American troops get involved? Or even worse, when might we see mushroom clouds? Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until tomorrow, Sivis Pashem, Parabellum.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com.
Born in the city with a silver spoon, great-grandson of the oil tycoon, raised by wolves, thinks he owns the moon. Socialist banker to the one world goons. Davy Rockefeller, chairman of the CFR.
And we are back. This is What Really Happened. Steve Elkins sitting in for Mike Rivera today, and Steve Starr is along with me, and my special guest, Virginia Farber. Virginia, before we go back into more on this this new bureaucratic agency that was created to extort our tax dollars here, I was reading on the website the other day, we're financing, of course, as taxpayers are financing, solutions to the most critical challenges facing the developing world today. You know, I always had this old theory is fix what's in your backyard before you venture off to fix something else here. You know, America is broke. It is broken. It is busted. And here they have the audacity to extort our tax dollars for this new bureaucratic agency to which is essentially a piece of the puzzle, the other piece to Agenda 2030 sustainability. I found something here that didn't quite make sense to me, so I'm going to throw it at you, Virginia. Maybe you can give me more of an understanding of it. On that website discussing this new agency here, it mentioned generating 591 gigawatts hours of electricity, expanding production capacity for 7.2 billion people, supporting 730,000 patients per year, and serving 1.2 million low-income and micro-financed customers. It sounds really liberal. Sounds like a big waste of money. It sounds like a big money pit here, and we're not going to get anything for our money, but this is definitely, I see, a part of Agenda 2030. Your comments on those statistics?
Oh, I believe it. This is why people are feeling the crunch, because, you know, they're giving all of our tax dollars to these other countries, and, you know, we just can't afford it anymore. And I think this is part of their, I feel like they're, Biden especially and his administration is trying to bring us down to a third world country, and this is why, and this is how they're going to do it. In the UN, they don't want us using any resources, or, you know, they're trying to just, it's all about control and control of us and the resources.
Well, I got to tell you, the President Zelensky of Ukraine boasted the other day that evidently, I didn't know this, but the United States is giving $1.5 billion monthly, and the Congress has just agreed to send another $12 billion. So, again, we're in the middle of a deep recession here. Inflation is as high as it's ever been. Interest rates today for financing a house, 7%. Oh, my God, I haven't seen that high in like 20-something years. We are not going in a good direction financially here. This is really the end game here. And it almost seems purposeful what's happening here, Virginia. You agree this is purposeful? They are going to collapse the economy on purpose?
I truly believe it is, and this is how they're doing it. You know, they talk about transparency, but how many people would have ever known about this if I just started digging into stuff, and this is what I do. And I found that, and I was just shocked. Because, you know, I'm fighting the 5G and I'm fighting the green energy that was never meant to work to begin with. Right. So, you know, and they're trying to pursue this to get it all over the world. And something tells me this is not what these other countries want to begin with. So
now, China, you know, is China part is China part of the one world government theory? Are they a participant in this or
they've
not?
They've got that Silk Road and that Belt and Road Initiative, yes. And, okay. You know, and I find it really interesting, this DLA Piper law firm has offices in China, and some of the attorneys are Communist Chinese Party members. So, you know, this is your globalism for you, and it won't work, number one. So, you know, it's just another thing that we have to stop somehow. And I do believe we're going to have food shortages and energy shortages. And I predicted this after a couple of months ago. I said once we're done with those emergency oil reserves, I think our gas prices are going to go through the roof.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw a lot of this stuff early on, too. I saw the elimination of our protein sources, how chicken now is contaminated, avian bird flu. Our cows are falling over dead. Because of climate change, it's all that their fault. I saw this taking out our food sources and E. coli here, there, all kinds of reasons. It's amazing how many bad things have happened all in a line, in order, it appears to be. And then warehouses that are suddenly burning up for some reason, storage facilities. This either we have some really bad luck here or Virginia, or this has all been planned and very purposeful as far as the controlling of the people through the resource and the food. Your comments?
I believe it's exactly what's going on, you know, and then Bill Gates is one of the largest landowners. So,
right.
You know, here we go with more GMO foods and everything else. So, you know, this is the stuff that these people, we have to get them stopped. And,
yeah.
and because they're just going to keep pursuing this. And that's why I was worried about that Breakthrough Energy LLC, because it says net zero energy by 2050. Well, the only way I can think of net zero energy is that nobody's going to be alive. I mean, that's just my bottom line, and that's what I think.
So you're thinking they're going to that agenda as far as depopulation, a restart of, 500 million people worldwide?
Yep. And that's, like I said, I believe that's happening. And, you know, just the wireless alone, the Denver Post had a story 2 weeks ago in the paper, and they were commenting how there's no insects left up in the national parks anymore. They've all disappeared. And so I contacted a city council member, and they didn't blame it on the radiation, because now, you know, not only has all this 5G been going on, they've been putting up these really powerful cell towers up in all the national parks for emergency services. And, you know, it's drying out the atmosphere. It's drying out the trees. It's killing off the insects. And as people know, if you don't have bees, you will not have food, because they are our pollinators. So this is where we're at. And I contacted a city council member over this, and their comment was, well, it's happening because of climate change.
Always.
Yeah,
it's always the excuse every time. It's climate change. Let's put it beyond that. It's human-caused global warming. It's because of you, Brand. Too much CO2 production. Yeah, right. I don't buy that at all. Now, how does Russia fit into this? Because Russia appears to be the only country that I can tell is pushing back against Klaus Schwab and the World Economic Forum and this whole globalization thing. How does this all work out, you think?
I'm not real sure what's going to happen. I believe he is pushing back against a lot of this stuff. And the bottom line is what we can control here in this country, and it's going to be us that has to stand up against this. And tell them, no, this is not going to happen anymore. And you're going to use our tax dollars, and you're going to get our country back in order. You know, they talk about all these resources that are disappearing. Oh, well, we don't want you using any water. We don't want you driving. We don't want you doing any of this, using any heat or air conditioning. But yet we're letting 4 million illegals into this country. And so they're going to be using our water. They're going to be using our resources. Sure. So, you know, none of it makes sense to me.
You know, I'm waiting, Virginia and Steve, for the government to come out. You know, government, the thing about, my father told me about people who lie, they must have a good memory of the lies they told before. When they tell a lie, you got to be consistent with your lies. And we've heard over the number of years, probably the good last 10 years, which we know the number must have changed by now in a higher, you know, higher way. But they've claimed that we only have, 10 million illegals in this country. Well, we just had 4 million come in under the Biden administration. So that's 14 million. But I learned a long time ago with government, any number they give you, first of all, if it makes it look bad, they're going to dumb the number down. If it makes it look good, they'll pump up the number. But I'd have to say, with the number of illegals in this country, there's a rule called the rule of four. Whatever government gives you for a number, you multiply that times four, and you're probably at an accurate number here, which means this country probably has in the ballpark of 4D million. That's 400 million people, illegals in this country. I think that's probably a better number than 14.
Yeah, I agree.
I agree, too. And you know, and not only that, I mean, we have terrorists that are coming across the border. So I wouldn't be surprised at this point within the year we'll have some type of a terrorist attack. So, you know, it's like I said, it's completely bringing us down to a third world, and that's what their attempts are at this.
So you're thinking maybe a major false flag here is something of as David Ray Griffin would say, of the significance and the horrific of another Pearl Harbor, a new Pearl Harbor, something that really stands out?
Absolutely. I truly believe that that's going to happen. And I think the powers that be, Biden and Harrison, you know, I mean, when they speak, they don't even make sense, either of them, anymore. And I think they know they're just following the agenda. And I believe that this is stuff that's going to come down upon us. I really do.
Yeah. I think this was actually supposed to happen. All this was supposed to happen on Obama's watch. And I'm not sure why he missed this opportunity. I believe this was supposed to happen on his watch. And then, of course, Hillary didn't get in. And Trump got in and kind of you know, pushed this off for another 4 years. But I agree with you. This is headed in a very, very bad direction here. Steve Starrs, any comments on that?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I think you're absolutely right. They were trying to push this a long time ago, and I don't say many good things about George W. Bush, but he did defer it for quite a while. That was really holding things up. But it gave him more time to get organized with this Great Reset, which is now on board fully. And this was something, as you mentioned, even that Trump had negated some of the Paris Climate Change Accord. And that was a beginning anyway to stop this kind of stuff. But, you know, I heard something. I'm going to spread some rumors here, a couple of them, concerning the hurricane and what Virginia was talking about, weather modification. Dane Wigginton was on yesterday, and he was saying if you track the hurricane, you can see an abrupt turn that was looks like it was engineered to slam it into the coast of Florida. I mean, if you want to go back and look at historically at what happened here, it looks somewhat out of characteristic as to how this thing may have moved. Now, I'm not saying that I know. I'm just saying take a look at that. The other thing I heard was there's a one of our listeners at the station where we work at has a some sort of a computer program that can track various things, aircraft and ships at sea. Now, she's looking at that area, that region out in the Crimea, I believe it is. And what she notices is that there is all of a sudden a helicopter appears outside of what appeared to be a bubble that was hidden. And it's a U.S. Navy or Army military helicopter that appears and flies over into the area where the sabotage of the Nord Stream 2 took place, turns around, comes back, and then disappears in that bubble, that very same location where this naval ship was. So apparently this sabotage there is another part of implementing more of this global climate panic and shift, and a lot of things that are going to cause a lot of problems. You know, a lot of people don't realize this, that Putin is not like Stalin or Khrushchev or some of these earlier people. Putin has a degree, I believe a doctorate in economics. He understands economics far better than any of these other leaders before. How far he's going to go along with this, I don't know. But the sabotage is not going to hurt Russia. It's going to hurt Eastern Europe. Why would Why would the Navy be doing that?
I first saw that story, Steve and Virginia. I first saw that story that the Nord Stream 2 pipeline was sabotaged, I guess, in three different areas, explosions and leaks now. And I thought, well, you know, the writing is already on the wall. Russia already said we will not, because of the sanctions placed on Russia by Europe, Germany and rest of Europe, because of those sanctions, we're punishing you. Basically, we don't have to sell you energy. We're not going to send you natural gas. We're not going to sell you the oil. So we already know there's going to be a dark winter in Europe. So why would they blow it up unless they really want to make this so dark a winter in Europe that they actually splinter and cause revolution in Europe? Because as far as I understand, the one world government, you can't have countries. We got to have one world government. So we have to have people fighting and people starving and freezing to death. We'll simply overthrow their governments. I think this is the last little push to shove a revolution in Europe.
Yeah. Yeah. Virginia, what do you
think? Here as well.
Yep.
Absolutely. Yes. It, as far as these hurricanes, too, I wanted to mention that I had a physicist call me a few years ago. I was on a different program, and he actually told me, he says, you're pretty spot on about everything, but he told me that these, he works with satellites, and he told me that, he said, this is why you used to see NBC, CBS, and ABC, you know, somebody would be standing in talking, and they'd have this little board with, you know, sheets of paper on it, and they'd have a stick, and they would, they'd have these hurricane scientists, and they'd say, well, this is the path where the hurricane's going to go. And he said, virtually, they always showed him going in a straight line. And he said, so he said, these hurricanes cannot turn like they're saying that they can. This is all manipulated. So, you know, you have to understand that as well.
Yeah, they'll probably come up with it's because of climate change, you know, the currents are pushing this way. Or they'll probably say that it's deeper water now going into more shallow water, gaining their energy. You're right. They've always taken a straight pathway. And now they, for some reason, they can do a little curve, you know, turn this way or that way. I do agree. I think there is something to look at here. And it's unfortunately that we're not going to find anybody to really look at this. When I talked to Dane Wigginton, that was a good year ago, trying to get him on the show, and he's such a busy guy, never could book him actually, but he was telling me I can't approach a politician and talk about this kind of stuff. I can't talk about this unless I call it by geoengineering. And he said, oh, they'll shut me down right away. You're a conspiracy theorist. We have a lot of technology that's been hidden from the American people. No doubt about it.
Yep, sure do. Break time.
Yep, break time. When we come back, we'll have open phone lines here. If you want to give a call into Virginia Farber, it's 512-248-8252. That's 512-248-8252. Want to hear what you have to say.
I can't say enough about Extendivite. It brings more oxygen to your muscles while working out. I never bought this product for heart health, but to improve circulation, and I am not at all disappointed. I noticed an immediate boost in my gym performance, but I thought I would wait to review in case it was a placebo effect. It definitely was not. This is the most powerful supplement I have ever taken in 30 years of bodybuilding. I have taken everything. Extendivite outperforms them all. The ability to squeeze just one more rep or add just a few more pounds to the barbell depends on your ability to carry oxygen where it counts, deep inside your muscle tissues. The added benefits of heart and liver health I consider a bonus. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hello, I'm Peter Serafine, and I'm the new host of National Intel Report on Thursdays here on Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm a gun-owning constitutionalist who believes that the only role of government is to protect my rights. I believe the First Amendment makes us free, and the Second Amendment keeps us free. If those ideas sound good to you, then join me in the National Intel Report, Thursdays at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on Republic Broadcasting Network.
Hey, do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the ones in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, or fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you'll see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Check us out at SusannahSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
This is WhatReallyHappened.com here, and sitting in for Michael Rivero today. He'll be back tomorrow and for Friday. Got Steve Starrs hanging with me in my other chair there, helping me out here in case my power goes out. Wind is picking up here, and I've had no power surges yet, but we still got another hour and 5 minutes. It may happen. It may not. If it does, Steve Starrs will take over for me and finish up the interview with Virginia Farber here. I want to mention one thing. It was I think I forgot the beginning of the show here talking about this Category 4 hurricane here, Ian, that Biden went on air the other day and spoke about the most important thing that we could do to prepare and get ready for a hurricane is to go get your COVID-19 vaccine. Amazing. We got our houses that might be blown away or washed away in the floods. And he's still pushing the agenda of the COVID-19 shot. Clearly shows how delusional Joe is that he would be pushing a shot in a emergency like this here. But we do have a phone call coming in from North Carolina. And I believe that hurricane is going to turn your way. Let's talk to Francis in North Carolina.
Hey, folks. How you doing?
Doing good. What's on your mind?
Oh, do you really want to know? Okay.
Yes, I do. That's why you called in. Yes, I want to know.
Well, for one thing, best wishes to Claire and Michael, for that matter, as far as their speedy recovery goes and the fun that they're not having. But anyway, one, I thought that Katrina was a storm of the century, but then again, that was a previous decade, for that matter, so the RV. Especially with the oil rig Horizon that got capsized with that fiasco. So go figure. But I have to agree that basically whenever they used to do forecasting of a hurricane and whatnot and actually did it in a very low-tech fashion with paper and a marker or whatever have you, it actually exposes just how the whole fiasco of the weather engineering has been done. Yes, there's climate change, but it's not by the everyday person on the street. It's by the organizations that are getting paid big time to basically muck around with the environmental changes that are supposed to be naturally occurring. Now, with that being said, I'm being in this discussion about this fiasco and organizations that are behind it that are supposedly secretive, for that matter. Give me a break. But I'm reminded of a film that did not really get that well acknowledged, for that matter, back in the previous decade or whatever, called Geostorm.
Yeah.
And I had wanted to see it, but I never got a chance to up until the last couple of year or so or whatever the case was. And even though it was very dramatized, there was a lot of truth in it. Of the aspect that sometimes you end up doing weather engineering for political gain, for political reasons, who knows what, you name it, to take out various parties, whoever it might be. And the same is said for, yep, I hear it.
Yep, you hear it. We're going to hold you over, take you in the second hour. Stay tuned. More to come from what really happened. Stay tuned.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.